Hi everyone, Renee Nicole here, reminding you to go to our Amazon page and stock up on all of your Buck God materials. We talk so much about the importance of journaling to keep track of your Buck God moments and all of your many blessings. And we've got just the stuff for you. We've got journals, planners, coloring books, and more to help you along your journey. So click the description and visit our Amazon page to place your orders today. Welcome to the Buck God Podcast, hosted by Lillian Shepler and Renee Nicole. We talk about real life experiences interrupted by extraordinary Buck God encounters. The Buck God Podcast starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Buck God Podcast. I'm Renee Nicole.
And I'm Lillian.
And it's been a while since we've been before you, but we're so excited to be back. I hope that you're enjoying all the rewinds because they are good and need to be re-listened to. I know I enjoy going back and getting all the gems that I missed the first time, but we are glad to be here with a new episode today to talk about a really important topic. But before we do that, Lillian, it's been a few weeks. What has been your Buck God experiences or experience?
My Buck God experience for this week that I just had was, you guys know that I've been back in school and I'm trying to get my degree in psychology. That's along the path of neuropsychology eventually. But I had changed my degree path because I needed a particular class to meet the requirements. And so I was like, well, I want to graduate by a certain date. And so let me switch. So I switched. I didn't talk to God about it. I just did it. And then I woke up one day this week, like, I really don't want to settle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I don't want to settle. I don't want to not get my degree in psychology. And so I woke up with that feeling. I was like, God, is that you? And so I had a class that I was already taking, and it was a geology course. And I had to email the professor about something, and he wound up coming back with a not so nice remark. And it just made me feel like, that's God. Switch back to psychology. That's what you wanted. Don't conform, you know? And so I took it from there and I contacted my counselor. We went through my class schedule and found that I can take a biology course in another college and put me back into the track of going through for my psychology degree. So my Buck God was being reminded that I don't have to cut myself short. I don't have to give up on my dreams and my goals just because I want to rush something. You know, everything is in God's timing anyway, and I just need to chill out because I'm technically not supposed to graduate until the end of December, until December 23. I've just been going really hard to make sure that I can be done with it by, because I'd like a summer back. But God, you know, he's just like, don't worry about it. And so in doing that, I was able to get back my Saturdays now, and I'm only in, you know, I don't have to give up weekend time. And
yeah,
it just also reminded me that I needed to inquire with God, because yeah, I made a move without inquiring.
And how often do we do that, you know? And I feel like this space that he has us both in of just like taking our hands off of the wheel and letting him drive is unique, you know. And, you know, we follow him, we pray to him, but we still like to be in control, you know.
Yeah.
So for us to be able to let go and let God is, it's not the easiest thing to do, but it is the easiest thing to do if you think about it, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Renee, what was your Buck God for the last few weeks?
My Buck God, and I apologize, guys, if you hear that dog barking in the background, he's a busy character. But I would say my Buck God experience, Lillian, we talked about this and that. I've been doing a lot of work with production. Been working on some TV shows in the crafty department. But just the exposure of being on set and being in that environment has been so just like, just woken me up and given me so much you know, like life and excitement again. And it's crazy because, you know, this is the hardest I've ever worked physically. Like it's nonstop on your feet, lifting heavy things, and you're like 12 hour, usually minimum day, but it's the most excited I've been, you know, and the time goes by so fast. It feels like, I guess, because you're moving so much. I feel like God knows what you need when you need it, you know, because I was getting to a point where I was like, first of all, what am I doing with my life? What is my purpose? You know, how, what, you know, path do I take to get to where I want to be? I know I want to do something with entertainment. I know I enjoy writing. I enjoy podcasting and all this or the sorts, but how do I get there? You know, like I want to create TV shows. I want to create content. So I feel like God is very intentional in his timing, even when mm-hmm. we feel like, man, this should have happened already. Like God knows when we need it, mm-hmm. when we could handle it mentally. I feel like I'm in a better space where I'm like, okay, like we were just talking about our response to things. Like, I feel like I'm learning how to respond better. And I have my moments, but God knew that this was the perfect timing for me to like get into this environment and be just, you know, fueled in this way. And so my but God is just that, you know, in a moment where I was like really feeling like in just this dark place, he brought something to take me away and separate me and realize that, okay, this is a mental battle, you know, and I can feel that empty space that created that mental battle by like doing and being in the environment that I like to be in and love to be in. So yeah, that's my book, God. And God is so good.
Just so God good. Is so good. So good. Guys, you better make note of Renee's face, right? Make note of Renee Nicole. And you can say that you met her here on the Book God podcast first, and that you saw her on Name a Better Duo and all that, you know, that she does, because I'm telling you, the next star right here is born, and she's going to be doing a lot more. We're going to start seeing her more and more. She already knows that. I already said I'm going to be in the theater when she accepts that Academy and Emmy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
it's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. Happening. I believe it. And I thank you for your affirmations, because that's what we're here for. Cause a lot of time we don't believe in ourselves, but you help
too
me
often
with
we don't believe in ourselves too mm-hmm. often we don't believe in ourselves, and it is mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking. I'm sure to God.
We're talking a lot about, you know, challenges and you know, like we've both been in spaces where we've been like, okay God, what's up, what are you doing, you know, mm-hmm. but then we've both been on the other side of that where we realize, okay God, I see what you were doing. Like for me, I'll say, for instance, like the past, I've been home for the past 2 years, and I felt like every time I would try to get into a rhythm or a groove or routine, God would mix it up. And I felt like he kept, like I was telling you, even he sent me the message that Pastor Sarah spoke about, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, about getting out of your routine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I need that to be productive and to feel like I'm doing something. Cause I felt like a lot of the time that I was feeling depressed or feeling whatever was because I wasn't being productive enough. But now God showed me, I was shaking up your routine because my schedule now is all over the place, you know, and I needed you to be mentally prepared for that and not feel, cause if I was going through now what I felt then about like, I need routine, I wouldn't be able to handle and do right. the job that I'm doing. So learning that God is God and he is like in every fine detail has been like so important and so key, I feel like, in changing my response to things mm-hmm. and not allow myself to respond negatively and like, oh, what was me, or, you know, succumbing to depression or succumbing to those emotions that come with feeling like you don't have control. Because I think that's what it is. I think that as humans, we naturally desire control. But yeah. when we learn to let go and let him like just lead, you know, and he'll give you instruction, but he's not going to give you. I was listening to Pastor Stephen Furtick this past week, and he's like, God is not the, he said, someone asked him, does he plan on preaching like in his, once he's 85 or something like that. And he's like, I'm not thinking that far ahead, you know, like God doesn't give us that end.
Yeah, no.
He just gives us the instruction. You preach, you know, he gives you the instruction today. You get the psychology degree and I'll take it from there. You know, I'll show you what's next. So I'm grateful to like learn to like let go of the control and just follow his immediate instruction until he gives the next one.
Yeah, that letting go of the control, mm-hmm. that is nail on the head. Like,
mm-hmm.
it is such a hard thing to do. It's something that I am literally in a tug of war match with God, because I want to say I trust him, but yet I'm pulling and I'm trying to go the other way. I'm trying to make that square, that peg fit in that square peg, you know, hole or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, I'm learning though to recognize when I'm doing that.
Yeah.
When something is not, when I'm out of alignment, you know, like mm-hmm. if it feels like that's geology class, you know, and as much as I was like, never really was interested in geology. But then I have to listen to this professor. He was so passionate about what he was teaching. And I was like, huh. And then just, you know, waking up that morning, like, you know, I'm not trying to settle here. You know, why, you know, maybe my life hasn't always been up until this point the way I wanted it. It's not the Hallmark Channel version, you know, where I don't have the husband and the two dogs and three kids or whatever in the house with the picket fence. And, you know, my life has been rough, you know, and there's sometimes would think like, man, when am I going to get a break? But sometimes I've also made decisions where, and you have to take responsibility and say, you know, I've chosen paths that have not been the ones that God wanted me to go on. You know, and God is a permissive God. He'll let you want to stray off? He's never going to depart from us, is what his word says. You want to go in that way? He'll go. He's going to go. Maybe it's not going to be the most comfortable at times, not going to be the best, you know, but he'll make it work out for your good in the end, you know? And so I just feel like now in my life, I'm like, I'm getting out of alignment on things. This is not what I want. I've been writing, I want a psychology degree. So why am I going for a social science degree? Because I can't take the biology classes. So then stay another semester and get what you really want. You know, or take another class at another college, which I didn't even know that was an option. I thought I had to stay in this one college and do it. And no, there are other options. And so that's another thing too, like stepping back and letting go of control. Because when I let go of control, then I can see the big picture. You know, not the full big picture, but I can see a little bit better, a little bit clearer. Like there's options. I can go to another school and get it, you know, or I can stay another semester, you know, and not have to conform. And so that letting go of control and letting God take control, that's huge. It's funny because you talk about the routines and stuff, and you are more of a routine person than I am. I'm not that routine person. You are more of a routine person. So it's good that you're seeing that God is. And I think when we can see it ahead now, because before we saw it after, now I think we're getting better where we're starting to see it, maybe not ahead, but we're seeing it more in play, in time, in present, you know, so that I feel like our gratitude becomes more genuine because now we're moving in that forward motion. Whereas, yes, can you have gratitude for things that happened in the past? Yes, but can you have gratitude for like things right now to come? Right? So I think that's like, for me, the more important place where I'm getting and just like recognizing like, okay, God, I'm getting better at this. I'm making decisions a little bit. I'm catching myself when I'm making decisions without you and like I'm repenting faster, you know? And so it's that, I think I talk about that with the dating stuff, like the benefit of the doubt, like no more benefit of the doubt when I'm dating, like, nope, you don't follow Christ, next, you know, like,
yeah,
it's that kind of stuff. And that's what God wants for us, you know? So yeah, we're not going to see the full picture, But in Habakkuk 2, it talks about write the plan, make it plain, right?
Yes, write the vision. Amen.
You gotta write the vision, write the plan, make it plain. But, you know, it doesn't say that there, but it's also, you have to have intention. You have to have intent. You have to have direction. So write the plan, make the vision, but be open.
Mm-hmm.
Letting God be in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that is not in there, but that's the key element, I believe, to that scripture and living it out. Like, I heard somebody preach about, like, I think it was Joel Osteen just this week. I listened to good old Joel, and he was just saying, like, you know, if you ball your fist up and you hold so tight onto something, God's not going to be able to do anything with that.
Mm. You gotta give him access. Yeah.
You gotta, like, give him access, like,
mm-hmm.
hold lightly to it. Then, you know, let it slip out of your hands, because we have to be pliable, because God knows our days.
Yeah.
He knows every day that we're gonna live on this earth. Mm-hmm. He knows that in 2022, September, Renee was gonna be working on such and such set at such and such location.
Mm-hmm.
Did Renee know that in 2017? 2017, Renee was in California and she was living her best life, and she did not think anything about coming back to the East Coast.
Not at all.
But God knew.
Mm-hmm.
Have there been some things that have happened that have not been the best of things for Renee during this time? Yes. But so much great mm-hmm. and growth has come from it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're like, okay, God, I got to trust you. And it's hard, but it shouldn't be hard, but it's hard. And I'm struggling with it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of what makes it a little bit easier, and we were talking about this offline as well, is just like being that honest with God. Cause I know for me, for the longest time, especially, you know, recently, I felt like almost afraid to pray, you know, authentically. Like always, I always say this, I don't want to give life to certain situations, or I don't want to. This past Sunday, I got to a point, like, I just broke down and was like, God, this is what I'm feeling, you know, and was so honest, like stuff I would never say. I would never talk to God like that, because I thought it was, you know, and it's not me being mad at him or yelling at him, but it's just like, this is how I'm feeling. This is what's going on around me. God, be God, you know, show right. up. And I think that he appreciates that authenticity, because he's like, it's me, you know, like, if there's anybody you can be real with, it's me, you know.
Oh, I know the thoughts you have before you even speak them out your mouth, is what it says in Psalms 139.
I know you. I know what you're experiencing, and I have the tools to get you, you know, out of that experience with your, you know, in with victory. And so, yeah, I think that was the first step for me. And it's still something that I'm learning to do every day, not to just pray those surface, you know, basic prayers, you know, the keep my family healthy, or, you know, do the provide all my needs. But like, no, God, this specifically is what I'm feeling, this emotion. Mm. And I think that's even like a form of therapy in a way. It's like, this is what I am feeling, God. What do I do? How do I respond to that? Because the word that he always gives me is, what's going to be your response? You know, how are you going to respond to your circumstances? And I think that plays a key role as well in how you come out of it. And, you know, just like getting to the other side of it is just learning to respond differently, because the longer we respond, you know, in anguish and in anger and in frustration, the devil's going to keep using that. He knows your weakness, and he's going to keep attacking in that same area. We notice that, like, absolutely. You know, for some of us, it might have been finances, or it might have been family, or it might have been, you know, relationships. He's going to keep attacking in those areas that we are just given to him, like, you know, making it easy for him by becoming frustrated and angry and giving into those emotions. But when I learned to respond differently, like, you know what, you got me with this before,
right?
I already know, you know, I might feel this heartache right now, but I already know that joy comes in the morning. I already know that I'm going to get through this, because I've done it before.
Right.
Then you can be like, you know what, ain't nothing. The enemy's going to flee, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, resist temptation and he will flee. And mm-hmm. he's going to realize that he can't get to you. So I think that that's our armor, is our response to things. And no matter how hard, because I ain't saying it's easy, it is not easy to always respond the right way. And I don't always respond the right way, but I am gradually learning to do so, and learning that, like, okay, God is not, he has never forsaken me. Even in the toughest of times, even the things that, like, there's no way I'm getting through this. Like, right. I got through it, you know? Right. And here I am to share the testimony of it all. So God's like, listen, like, I got you. I love you. I am your father. I'm the king and I'm your father. Right. You know, like, I always have to remind myself of that I'm royalty. I love that song by Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Royalty. It's like an affirmation, like, I am royalty. My father is king. And if you think like that, when you think of, like, a princess or a queen just carries themselves differently. They carry themselves like they're regal. They're just like, I know I have access to everything. I know that I'm good. I know that I don't have to worry about these things because you know who my father is? Like, one call to my dad and this is all taken
care of. Do you see this crown? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that I feel like should make us carry ourselves differently. And, you know, with just confidence, because we know who our God is and that he's king and he loves us unconditionally. He loves us. And so he's going to always have our best interest at heart. And he's always going to provide what is in our best interest, even when we don't see it, even if it's not what we want. Those things that we want a lot of the time are not our best interest. Seems like it in the moment, but God's got something so much bigger and better. That's like, okay, this is what I needed. This is what I needed. So,
and that's a good thing too. So, like, I love when you were talking about the response, and it's like the emotions part. Mm-hmm. We talked about the emotions part. Mm-hmm. Our bodies also remember things that are going on in us. You know, I was sharing with Renee offline, like, I'm in this process of learning how to respond differently. Because for so long, I responded to my emotions in a don't acknowledge them, don't listen to them, don't allow them to be seen or spoken or shared, you know, just tuck them and hide them away. And that did me no good. Mm. But now I'm realizing that was very unhealthy to do that. And that's what causes me a lot of my anxiety. Because when my anxiety comes, what I used to do to cope with it would be throw myself into work and get busy. And I'm learning now to do other coping skills. But it's already has a habit, though. It already has a strong muscle that has been developed in the negative coping of it that I'm having to go and fight against it. And so we were talking offline on how, like, I'm recognizing, like, sometimes when things are hard, I'm on the right path. Mm. That means I'm breaking something. Because if it was easy, then that means I'm following what he wants me to do, the devil.
Yeah.
You know, because he doesn't want me to sit down with my emotions and go, okay, you want to come and give me a feeling of rush or whatever this is? Okay, this is normal. This is what it. Instead, he wants me to get panicked and get all through and try to, like, disregard the emotion. When the emotion is tied to something, it's tied to something in my body that is coming up. For me, it's my traumatic experience and it's living in my body in places. So earlier this week, you talked about being vulnerable with God. Earlier this week, I was on my walk and I'm talking with God and I'm like, I'm not on social media anymore. I've taken myself off of social media because it's too much. It's too much noise. And so I've noticed now I have more time. I'm thinking clearer, you know. But when I was on social media, there was this woman that I was following and she's a trauma therapist. And she was saying, like, and a lot of books that I'm reading say that the trauma lives in the lower part of your body, like your hip area. Mm-hmm. And there's all this, like, therapy that you do to stretch and open and you'll find releases and all that. And I just thought it was pretty fascinating. And so I was like, So I was talking with God and I'm like, why am I not talking to you about this? Mm. Why am I looking to go to this woman? Now, yes, can God use this woman to be the one to help me? Sure. But first, I need to come to God. Yeah. I need to check in with, quote unquote, the coach, right? What's the game plan, right? Well, the NBA, I don't know if you guys have watched New York Point God on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, it's a great show. It's amazing. If you love the NBA during the 90s, Jordan, you know, all that, it's awesome. So I'm thinking about that. You go back to the coach, go, what's the game plan? God is my coach. He has the game plan. He wrote the game plan before I even got here.
Yeah.
But instead, often I'm looking to maybe, we'll say like a teammate. Maybe he, you know, like, what do you think I should do? Yeah. He doesn't know. And especially if he don't know God, like, how could he tell me what to do?
Come on.
You know, or then I go to somebody who ain't even on my team. Mm. And I'm asking them, you know, that lady, she's not on my team. She doesn't know my history. So it's like, okay, God, you know what? Like you said, sometimes we don't have these honest and open conversations with God.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't know. Psalms 139 is one of my favorite Psalms. It's like, he knows.
Knows.
Everything that I'm saying. I catch myself the other day. I said something. I'm like, did you hear that, God? Mm-hmm. You heard me, right?
Mm.
No, we're not having that thought. You know, take that thought down, take that thought captive. That's another thing too, in dealing with, you know, having to learn new things. And so when I'm finding that it's giving me resistance, that means I'm on the right path. So this week I did a workout. I haven't done much of a workout lately because I felt like my body was too much stress. I'm having too much anxiety. I needed to just chill the hell out. I took a mental health day from work on Monday. I just needed to just unplug and turn off everything and everyone. And I did. And it was amazing. I've never had anything like this. So I'm here. I do a workout, I think on Tuesday. I do an arm workout. It's normal. I've always do my arm workouts. The ones I struggle with are the lower body because I don't like that pain.
Mm-hmm.
I did my arm workout. After I do my arm workout, I get a gut punch of anxiety because I could start feeling the burning in my muscles. And it was literally like somebody just came in and ran and punched me in the gut and then ran off.
Mm.
And I felt myself going into an anxiety moment. Mm. And then I like literally like I visualize it like someone came in, punched me in my stomach and ran away. But he didn't get away because I grabbed that person and was like, oh, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me with when my anxiety, what it does is it'll make me avoid things, which is how I got into the issue with the trauma, with the eating, which I learned this is a very common thing when people have trauma, eating disorders are very common.
Oh yeah.
So I recognize and I'm like, no, listen, body, we're not avoiding stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The normal arm workout. I did not even do a different workout. I did the lightweight, like this is normal. Mm-hmm. So get with the program. And this is how I talk to myself.
Yeah.
But it's also for me to realize like, I see what's happening because I'm doing other things and I'm showing my emotions and my body, like we're not responding in that way anymore.
Yeah.
But it wants to because it's so conditioned. It's been so conditioned for so long to do it that way that it wants to. And it thought maybe because I was tired or because, you know, I had that mental rest day or whatever, like it could try to like sabotage me. Like, no, I'm standing firm. I'm standing firm that I'm getting my degree in psychology. I'm standing firm that I am defeating this whole trauma stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to work through whatever it is. And so it was just very like, so your whole thing about how we respond is spot on. Spot on.
Yeah.
Like we have to respond differently. Pay attention to how you're responding to things.
Pay attention.
And realize like, am I in alignment or out of alignment? You know, for me, it's like I notice now like, okay. One of my therapists had told me that your body's going to want to start doing things differently than from where the way you're wanting to do things. And I was like, what? And then I remembered, oh, this is because I'm trying to teach it to do something one way. And it's wanting to do something a different way.
Mm.
Like, you know, you want to get up early in the morning, you set your alarm clock, you get up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep doing it. You got to condition yourself. Yeah. You can do it probably first 3 days. And then after that, maybe be like, oh, not today.
Yeah.
But got to keep getting up.
Yeah. It's being intentional about setting those intentions because we'll naturally do, like you said, what our body is used to doing. We'll naturally respond in the way that we're used to responding. Like it's just a natural thing, but you have to really like like you said, pay attention, because I feel like we will, it's so easy just to like say, this is who I am. This is, you know, just like, this is how I've always been. But like, I'm learning that it's never too late to change. It's never too late to grow. Like, we should be constantly evolving.
Constantly.
We should be like finding new ways and new methods to deal, because not only, you know, are we changing, but like our circumstances are changing. Like our environments are changing. Like there's so many different chapters of life, you know? And so we shouldn't ever, like, why would we want to be who we were 15 years ago? Why would we want to be like, oh, you know, I'm just that, that's the person I am. That's who you were when you were young. Now you should be growing. Like, you should right. be noticing, okay, that way doesn't work. That way leads down this path. So why not find a new path? Because things around you are changing. You should too.
I think the important part though of that too, because I'll say for people that have hard times going on for them,
yeah,
and maybe struggling with depressions or, you know, sicknesses and diseases or whatever. Like Monday when I woke up, it wasn't that I felt bad. I was just tired.
Yeah.
And it was a different kind of tired. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but I woke up and my neck was like super tight. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, I'm a little tired right today. Mm-hmm. I feel a little like my whole body just felt very different. So I got up and I emailed my supervisor and I let her know, can I take a mental health day? I think I need to just chill out.
Yeah.
And you know, I turned off my cell phone and I'm not on social media. And I literally stood in my bed all day.
Mm.
Long. Mm. I journaled a lot. I talked with God a lot. I really just needed, and I kept having to remind myself that I'm number one, I'm not depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I'll think, oh, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm looking to fix it. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Something's wrong. Nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to take a day and chill out. You know, it's really okay. And I had to remind myself that. And number two, that, you know, this is good for me.
Yeah.
This is good for me. So
taking
we always
care about, of you is good for
taking
you.
Taking care of me is good for me. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about like, oh, it's natural. This is nat. Well, it really wasn't natural because we weren't born with these ways of thinking and habits, and they've become conditioned in us to quote unquote be natural. So they can be unconditioned and we can recondition ourselves to do new things that then become quote unquote the new natural.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Because when you think about a baby,
yeah,
like anything that, you know, is like, I don't want to say anything uncomfortable because we have to learn to live through discomfort, but like,
yeah.
They're hungry, they're sleepy, they're like, they are crying out, you know? And I feel like we need to take some of that on, in that we are crying out to God whenever we find ourselves in those predicaments that just don't feel like, they don't feel right, you know? Like, something ain't right here, God. I'm crying out to you. I'm not going to Susie. I'm not going to, like you said, someone who's not on my team. I'm gonna go to the one who created me, who knows the end and who knows what I need, instead of just like keeping it bottled in. Like you said, that's what leads to that anxiety. Man, I can't tell you, as someone who keeps things to themselves so much, how much that just kind of, it balls up in your chest, and there's so much bad that comes from it, because then it ends up with you lashing out,
yeah,
or it ends up with you, you know, finding other things, substances or people, mm-hmm, or things, mm-hmm, to make yourself, to soothe whatever it is, yep, that you're keeping bottled up. Whereas if you just release that to God, I am learning, like, a lot of the time when I just like seriously release to God, He gives me the answer. And a lot of time it may not be the answer I was looking for or what I expected from Him, but He gives me the answer. Absolutely. It's just that, you know, those other times when I wasn't like truly honest with Him, and those times where I wasn't really seeking Him first,
mm-hmm,
you know, I couldn't hear from Him.
Mm-hmm.
I had too much clogged up in these ears, you know, like, mm-hmm, I'm not making room for Him to speak to me. But if I'm able to, like, okay, God, you are my first resource. You are the first source
right.
that I run to.
Right.
you know, then I know who I can, you go know, to. Confide in and who can right. I, you know, but like he needs to be the first source.
And sometimes when you do like that, and so that's what happened to me. Like I started doing the same thing because I don't hold back, but I'll not tend to open up to other people. Right. And so it does come out in these very lash out moments, or I will self-abuse myself.
Yeah.
By shaming myself and talking very abusive to myself and just not nice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've started journaling a lot more. Mm-hmm. That's something that, you know, I can't stress enough to say, like, in those moments, you're journaling and I journal to God in those moments. Cause sometimes I can't get the words of what it is that I'm saying. I have a hard time focusing on everything that's happening physically. So like when we were talking earlier, like you were saying, like, you know, sometimes you have to know who the source is and who to go to. But like when people are sick and they're having physical ailments of things that are bothering them, it's really hard for them to see the glass, like I say, half full versus half empty. Yeah. You know, some people's mindsets, they've just conditioned themselves and it's become so natural for them, or maybe they have a chemical imbalance that forces them to see prospectively that the glass is half empty. And so it's really hard for them, but it's really important to try to fight that, mm-hmm. you know, and counter that. And yeah. like you said, go to God. I found that now when I start pushing more, or, you know, for me, it's being vulnerable and I'll call someone when I'm in that state of, mm-hmm. that's helpful for me. But I talk to God first and he lets me know, you know, like, mm-hmm. you can call so-and-so, or I'll just get a call. Someone will just call me. Mm-hmm. I'll finish journaling or whatever, or in the middle. And it's like, I'll get a text message from one of my girlfriends saying, "Hey, mama, I just wanted to let you know I love you and I hope everything's okay." You know, and I'm like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that's God.
Yeah.
I know that's God sending out an SOS. Mm-hmm. You know, to lift up. That's why I never take lightly when I am doing whatever and all of a sudden Renee pops in.
Yes.
Pop and say a little prayer. Yeah. I don't know. Renee is sending out an SOS. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe, you know, God is like, I need you to pray for her.
Yeah. And I'm learning to really appreciate those moments too, because I had one of that's another book guide. And we can look at it as something so small, but it's so big when you are, you know, feeling away. Like for me, I was feeling really overwhelmed on my way to work one day, and just two small little statements were made that gave me so much peace that I was like rushing, because I was trying to do two jobs at once. And the manager in one job, he was like, "Oh, you got plenty of time, take your time, blah blah blah," but that gave me peace. And then one of the security guys, he was like, "Hey, how are you doing?" And that just, I needed that so much, like in that moment, just to have here, "Hey, how are you doing?" Mm-hmm. To like provide a calm in a storm. And mm-hmm. that's why, like you said, it's so important to be obedient. I'm trying to learn, because I can sometimes feel weird about approaching people and certain things. But like when God might tell you to, like, even like lately, I feel like sometimes it might even be a stranger, like he might say to say something to, or, you know, it doesn't have to be anything outlandish, but to be obedient, because you don't know how much that person needs it, you know?
Like, yeah.
You do not know how much that person might need just to say, "Oh, you're wearing that dress," you know, or just to like.
That right there. That
costs you nothing.
That costs you nothing. Like the other day, I literally told someone, "Oh, I love your green toenail polish. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful." Like so random. I probably one was like, but I don't know what she needed.
Yeah.
But you know what? And that's the thing. It's like, it shouldn't be that we are so like to ourselves or to our group of people. Mm-hmm. Random street people are having stuff going on with them every day, all day. All kinds of stuff is happening in this world all around us. And sometimes I know I myself can get caught up in my own little bubble mm-hmm. and really not realize all that is happening around me. And you have to take a step back and just be like, you know, if you just tell somebody, like today, I did my walk this morning. I went a little bit later because the sun is rising a little bit later out here. And on my way back, I passed like all the crossing guards. It's like, I don't know. It's like, probably I passed like 7 crossing guards. Mm-hmm. And so this little old man, his name's Carl. I passed by Carl and I'm like, going back. I'm like, all right, call, have a good day. He's like, you too. I'm like, enjoy your weekend. He's like, yeah, it's a 4-day weekend. You know, yeah. I get to have off on Monday. Like, you know, he's like super excited. But just that, I pass a little boy and his mom, or maybe it's his auntie, walking every morning to school. Usually I'm walking behind them and they're in front of me when I'm late. But when I'm early, I'm coming back. And so I've been early the last few days, so I haven't seen him. And so I'm coming back now and he sees me and he's like, and I'm like, good morning, have a good day. And he just like lit up and he made me feel so much happiness and goodness. You know, today I saw my two little Indian couple passing me. I haven't seen them in a week, you know, and here they are. And they're like, hey, you know, so it's just, you don't know. It's so simple for us to just give gifts. This is a gift. Yeah. Hey, how are you? But then pause and listen.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how are you doing? You know? So I really hope that people will learn, like you're saying, what we're talking about today is like learning how to respond a little bit differently, learning how to recognize the signs of when you're doing things different.
Yeah.
And they're paying off.
Yeah. You know?
That's the thing. Like, I think when we look at our emotions and we're doing things differently, we need to look at it like an exercise, like a muscle, like your biceps. You're working. Why are you lifting that dumbbell for? Because you want to, because you want to develop the bicep. You don't want to have your arm flapping in the winds when you're waving goodbye, you know? The same thing with your emotions and whatever else you got going on, you know? But it's going to give you some kickback. Mm. Bicep's going to burn a little bit after 2 days of doing that burn, you know, that working. I'm like, oh, why my arm is like so sore? I can't do this. The same thing with your emotions. When you're starting to teach your mind, like, no, I'm feeling a little anxious. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write this out.
Yeah.
And you'll start to become like addicted to the positive thing, which is getting it out of you. Because when we keep it inside of us, it makes us sick.
Mm.
You know, it does us no good. God said, come, Matthew 11:28, come all who are heavy laden and burdened.
Yeah.
Give it to me. And what is he going to do in return? He's going to give you rest.
Rest.
It's going to give you peace. It's going to give you shalom. That's what he says. Philippians 4:6 says, do not worry or be anxious about anything, but in everything, not in some things, not in one thing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, make your request known to God. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding will cover your heart and your mind, but you're at rest. I mean, these are our promises from God, and we forget, and we want to be in control, and we want to hold things up. And then we want to look around and be like, well, why haven't this happened? And why hasn't that happened? And God is over there like, could you let go? Can you let me be God? Can you stop trying to do things your way? Can you respond the way that I want you to respond? Can you respond like Abraham and say, okay? Can you respond like Noah and say, okay?
Wow.
That's what God wants. But we don't do that. We want to be in control. I'm reminded of the story of Eve today. We as women, we are never freaking satisfied. You know what that stems from? That stems from Eve. She was not satisfied.
That's so true.
God said, here, live here. But just don't eat from this tree.
One tree. But ain't that just like us?
It ain't that like a woman. I don't like my curly hair, so I'm going to go get a straight hair. I'm going to blow it out. I don't like my white skin. I'm going to go lay in the sun and paint my skin. I don't have no lips. I'm going to fill them up with these things and look like a duck. You know, it's all of these things. We're just not satisfied.
Yeah.
Why? The Bible says that God made us fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Marvelous are the works that God has made. Mm. That includes us. That is us. He's talking about
us. That's us.
We are the only creature on earth that has the ability to change its purpose. Do you know that? We are the only creatures created that has the ability to change its purposes. Lions can't. They got one purpose. They are prayers. They go after their hunt. And they birds. You know, But human beings, we can change our purpose as much as we want.
Man.
We have many purposes.
Yeah.
And that's because God made us that way. And so we need to come back to God and go back to his word and figure out, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Like you said, I'll take an example of looking back and be like, man, he did it for me then, but he's going to do it for me now.
Yeah.
Why do we have that hesitation mm-hmm. for the now? I don't know. This is a question I'm asking myself, even in this season right now. Like, why am I hesitating? Because you're here with me, no matter what. And you were there with me then. And look, it worked out good. And maybe sometimes it doesn't look good. And we are afraid. I know when I'm in the height of my anxiety, I'm like, give me back the tape.
Mm-hmm.
The tape that I refer to is my mind. Give me back my mind the way it was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
This is why the Israelites couldn't take an 11-day journey. It took them 40 years. But I understand now why.
Right.
I understand now why.
Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy on paper, but if you look at your own life.
But if you like, look at your own life, it's like, must make a lot of sense here.
Mm-hmm. I've you done know? The same thing.
I would have done, and I have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I have been journeying around this daggone wilderness in regards to certain areas. And God is like, okay, I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. I want to make it to the promised land.
We are going to make it to the promised land.
I don't want to be like Moses. I would have been so upset if I was Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That he worked all that time and then one disobedient act. To smack that rock in frustration because he thought that he knew that would be what God would tell him to do. And that's a message in itself right there. Sometimes we think we're predictable. We are able to predict what God will tell us to do because he did it for us back then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get confused. I'll go back to the playbook. Every play is not meant for every team.
Mm.
What worked on that team 2 years ago or two weeks ago, it's not going to work on them when we come up and play them again in the next season. And that's why playbooks are constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with God. Yes, it looked the same. They acted out. They were crying out. They were being disobedient and ungrateful.
Yeah.
And so Moses in his frustration was like, oh, you want water? Crack.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And God was like, now, thanks for giving them the water, but now you're not going to the promised land.
Man, oh man.
Do you think Moses thought that that was going to happen? He probably was like, what?
After all this?
After
I
all
didn't even this, want like, this.
I didn't even ask for this. You made me come here with these people. I was fine in the desert, staring at the bush. That wasn't even burning. Like I was good over there and you made me come over here and you made me deal with these people and you made me hit the rock the last time.
Wow.
But the intention of his hitting the rock is important to understand. He was angry.
Yeah.
The first time he was told to hit the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Second time he hit it in his anger and frustration because he was upset that they weren't being appreciative. And that's why it's like, we got to look at things on how we respond. It goes back to the message on how we respond and keep coming back to God. Because like I said, not everything is the exact same thing.
Right.
You know, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition. It doesn't say, do not be anxious about everything and come one time in prayer. It's like every time we have to come every time. For everything. Ask God. You know what? I feel like this looks the same. It feels the same. Is this the same response you want me to have?
Right. It's a new day. Yeah.
Right. Like we don't wake up here like Groundhog's Day, the movie.
Right.
You know, it may seem like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. Mm-hmm. And so we got to keep coming back to God and asking God. And I'm ministering to myself as I'm saying this. to you guys out there listening, how we respond. We have to take a step back. And if you can, take a time off social media.
Yeah.
Take some time off social media and really see, like, you have more time on your hands than you think.
Yeah.
You waste a lot of static time scrolling.
Ain't that the truth?
My fingers feel so much better.
Your eyes, all over
my eyes, like my neck don't hurt so much. Like my neck was killing me on Monday.
And you don't know, like that's something too, like the amount of just things, information, whatever,
right,
is that you absorb, you know? Yes. Like I'm really, really trying, learning to monitor what I take in.
Absolutely.
Not just social media, but like what I'm listening to, TV, what shows I'm watching, the news.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the time we just want to be in the know, like everybody's watching this, so let me, but that show may not be feeding me in
right.
the moment, you know? So like really listen and pay attention to how the information you're absorbing makes you feel, you know? And I'm being convicted as I say that, because there was a show I watched last night that I watched just because I watched it so long, but it doesn't leave me feeling good, you know?
That's how I feel about those Atlanta Housewives. I've stopped watching it for a minute and then went back and watched it, I think, the other day. And I was like, in the middle of it, click, turn it off.
Yeah. And the obedience to click it off, you know?
Yes, so I can't watch this. This is not good for my spirit. It's like, I think of it of like eating trash. That's how I think.
Yeah.
Am I that hungry? No.
Mm-mm.
That I'm going to go in the trash.
Never.
Eat it? I'm really not hungry. I'm just sitting here wasting time. Mm-hmm. So instead, let me pick up a book. Mm-hmm. Let me start a new book. Let me read my Bible. It's better things I could be doing with the 60 to 30 minutes of watching this trashy show of people who are not giving any goodness to my life. They're stressing me out because I'm like, how are we as women of color going to evolve if we're constantly tearing each other down?
And that's the entertainment that we choose, you know?
And like, that's the entertainment we choose. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
That's another story for another day. But yeah, so like, you have to be mindful of the things you listen to, the things that, because what happens is after you step away from that show or you listen to TikTokers, so many TikTokers now telling all kinds of stuff. It's like, don't even leave your house. Don't even eat what you used to eat because it's no good anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they sit inside of you.
Yeah.
They're replaying. You're hearing them over and over. And it's like,
you've got to make space for the goodness God has for you. Out the bad, you know?
Yeah. Pushing out that toxicity of, and it's hard because we are a social world right now, right? Like you want to have your business, you got to be on the internet, but monitor your time, maybe set up time limits. We've talked about that before on here. For me, I'm not going to be on social media till the end of the year, till next year. Mm-hmm. You might see a post because I'm going to announce something in a few weeks or whatever, but I'll be right. I'm not going on. I'm going to use a platform that's going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not, just the engaging stuff. If people that really know me and really care about me and are really part of my life, they know how to reach me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can email me. You take on too much. And I'm also an empathetic person.
Yeah.
That I start getting anxiety for other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And that's taxing on me.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, how do I respond? Can I respond to everybody's issues? So God is helping us through this time because we are learning how to respond differently and how to let go of control.
Yeah, that's it. Let go of control and watch your response. I feel like that's the moral for today.
Yeah,
that's the message for today. And I hope that encourages you to really just look at your circumstances differently. And you brought up even like, you know, there are people who are really suffering, you know, people who are really in a lot of pain, physical pain, you know, mental, spiritual pain. And I know it's hard to like hear a message like this and say respond differently. I just want you to know that God is here, even when it feels like he's absent, you know, even when you don't see him, like he's really waiting for you to come to him with like, just surrender, like, God, I don't understand why I'm going through this, but you do. And I honestly believe that you'll find your peace there and your healing there and your strength there. Just surrender to him today. And in the tune of that surrender, we want to offer all of our listeners the opportunity to surrender your life to him, because we promise you it's so much better when you have the promise of eternal life. When you know that, we all know our time on earth is limited. We all know that, you know, we don't know like the end, but we do know that once we surrender our life to him and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we do have the promise of eternal life. So we want to offer that to you guys. And so with that, if you are ready and you want to receive this thing, just say, Lord God, just pray to him. Lord God, I repent of my sins. I accept and receive you as Lord and Savior. Come into my life today. Make me brand new. And just with that, receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are born into the kingdom. Yay. You now have the gift of eternal life, and we celebrate you. The angels are rejoicing because another one of God's beloved children has honored the fact that they are his. So we just thank you and thank you for listening. Thank you for being open. And we celebrate with you today. Lillian, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for these kinds of conversations.
Yeah.
These kinds of conversations where Renee and I haven't been talking as much as we usually do. And so that's been a little different for us. And so it's nice to be able to come back. And I wrote here, be in like-mindedness. You know, I'm always talking about Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and so a friend sharpens another. And it's nice and refreshing that Renee and I, even though we're two different locations, two different, you know, things going on, but are in the same things that we're facing are kind of similar. Mm-hmm. And so that like-mindedness of being able to come together and just be, like I said earlier, like sometimes when you're in therapy, it's like having someone to say, that's normal. Like, yeah. I feel that makes you release your shoulders and take a deep breath out and relax, you know? So I'm grateful for conversations like this today.
Yeah. I would say I'm grateful for similar to that. And, you know, before we got on here, we were able to pray together. And I think that just having you, Lillian, as a prayer partner, having, like you said, someone like-minded to go before the throne together. And, you know, the word says where two or more are gathered, there he is in the midst. And I know he was in the midst of that prayer. And just being able to come together, because we do get a lot of news, you know, and a lot of that bad news can weigh on you and create the anxiety and create the stress and the pressure. But being able to come together and pray and just like go before the throne in faith and confidence, for me, you know, just provides me with like a joy and a peace, and just like knowing that God is speaking through you as he speaks through me, is just like comforting, you know, and helps relieve some of that stress. So I'm grateful for that opportunity to pray with you, because I know I needed it. So.
Me too. See, that was my other one I was going to say too. I was like, man, when we were praying, I was like, I need to tell Renee, we need to get back on those prayer calls on Sunday.
There's really power in it.
Yeah. Really, really need that. So
I promise you, if that's an area, I know a lot of people say, you know, they're lacking in their prayer life, get you a prayer partner.
Prayer partner. Just need one, people, just one prayer partner, you know, and it's something to it that touch and agree, you know, and just taking time out of the day to just be like, we're going to pray. It's different when you send someone a text and you're like, you know, pray for me or whatever, but it's different when you pick up the phone and, or you jump on a FaceTime and you talk and you pray through together. So there's something in that. It's something powerful. So, and if anyone is in need of prayer, we want to put that out there to let you guys know. If you need prayer, you can drop us an email at hello@buckgodpodcast.com, or you could private message us on Instagram if you want. Renee and I are the only ones that actually check those. So don't worry. No one else will see your request. But yes, we do not take lightly the power and the privilege that comes with praying for anyone and everyone. So we believe in the power of prayer, and we have seen many miracles and mountains be moved. So if you want us praying for you, let us know. We pray for you as it is, but we would love to pray for you for specific reasons. If you want to share with us, that'd be great. All right. Well, good. Thank
you guys for listening. It feels good to be back. We are so grateful that you're listening. Comment, email us, all that good stuff like Lillian mentioned. But until next time, I'm Renee Nicole.
And I'm Lillian.
Have an amazing, blessed week.